Okay, good morning, everybody. The good Arab Shabbos. So we said we would return to the Rambam and the Ravid and get into the Gemara and Sanhedrin Daf Yud Zayin that it's all based on. So let me just quickly review the Rambam. That's what the Rambam says later. Is the Daber ve'achad yodei lishmo ve'yodei lishol lahashiv. So it's not just the population outer boundary of 120, but you need to have a Rai Lahoris B'chol HaTarekula and somebody who can interact with him at that level. And then Sanhedrin Sheish B'Shnai Melu Echad Sharai L'Davir Echad Sharai L'Shmoa Harezo Sanhedrin Hayu B'Shlosha Harebo B'Benonis Hayu B'Arba Yodin L'Davir Harezo Sanhedrin Chachma. Okay, that's the Rambam doesn't quite say, as we'll see in the Gemara uses the language of Ein Lamala Heimeni, but the Rambam seems to embrace that. The Ravid, as we saw yesterday, says, Kin Roy Lagia, Shnaim Rui Ladaber, not Echad Roy Ladaber, Echad Roy Lishmo, Harezo Ruula Sanhedrin, Hayuba Shnaim Benakol, Harezo Benonis, Hayuba Shlosha, Harezo, Shein Lamala Mimenu, Ruula Ladaber. So it's all based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Yadzainab Abbas. Let me read the Gemara to you, and hopefully we can appreciate a little bit more deeply what, you know, the Rambam was saying and the, you know, disagreements here, especially the perspective of Rashi, which is endorsed by the Ramach. The Rambam happens to be endorsed by the Yad Ramah and the Meiri, so it's, you know, really Machlokes G'dolei Olam. So in any event, the Gemara says the following, Amar B'Yudam Rav, Kol Yir Shein Bas Shnayim L'Daber. It sounds like you need two of those. V'Echad Lishmo Ein Moshivin Bas Sanhedrin. So I'll just say right off the bat, but the Kesef Mishnah and Lecha Mishnah, at the end of the day, feel that the Rambam had a different gears than the Gemara. Because it seems pretty clear that the din of Rav is that you need Shnayim L'daber ve'echad lishmo, and the Rambam only requires Echad L'daber ve'echad lishmo. With Beisar, the Gemara goes on to say, Havu Shlosha v'yavna arba. Right? In Beisar, they had three, and Yavna, they had four. And the Gemara goes on to tell Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva, v'shimon ha'temani don lifnei'en bekarka. So Shimon HaTimani wasn't quite on their level. He wasn't a musmach yet. That's what Rashi points out. But maybe, you know, he was Rai Lahor Salamid B'chol Terakula. That's why we talk about Uviyav Nerba. So Mesve Shlishis Chachma Revius Ein Lamala Himeno. So that seems like it's a question being brought against Rav. So we say, Rav, Huda Amar Ki Aitana Detanya Shniya Chachma Shlishis Ein Lamala Himeno. So when Rav Huda Amar Rav said, Kol Yir She'ein Ba Shnayim Badabra Echad Lishmoa, in Moshivin Basan Hedri, they say Hudamber Kitana Ditanya Shnia Chachma Shlishis in Lamala Himena. So, anyway, it could be that there's a slightly different girsa, that this girsa doesn't make sense so much. If you take a look at the Kesef Mishnah and Lecha Mishnah, they both suggest that. What I would suggest is it's still possible to say that the girsa of the Gemara is correct, and to say that what Rav really wanted to say was Hudamber Kitana Ditanya Shnia Chachma Shlishis and Lamala Himena is talking about when you have three, you know, who are Yodim Ladaber. So then everybody's Maksha on the Rambam. Didn't the Rambam say, Arba Yodim Ladaber, Harezo Sanhedri Chachma? So where did the Rambam get that from? The Lecha Mishnah makes a very persuasive case. It's actually based on a Tosefta, which says so explicitly. I would just note that another possibility for the Rambam is that Uvi Yavna Arba, right? When it comes to Yavna, it's clear that there were four individuals, you know, who were Yodin Ladaber. So maybe the Rambam actually got that point from the Bavli. Be that as it may, Rashi has a totally different take on the Gemara, which again is endorsed by the Ramach. Rashi says, Shnayim Yodin Ladaber is B'Shivim Lashon, right? Because we want the Sanhedrin to be Shomei Mipiedim V'lo Mipiyam B'Torgeman. And the Ramach says this makes a lot of sense because, you know, if the whole point is that you only have two people on the entire Sanhedrin or Yodin Lahoris B'Chol HaTerekula, so then how can it be Don Dini Nefashos? What you really need is v'shaftu eidav yitzilu eidav. It shouldn't meet that standard. But if you have three people who at least understand shivim lashon, so then you have a bezdin within the Sanhedrin. Very fascinating idea, right? Three within the Sanhedrin who are, you know, capable of being mekabel eidos, you know, directly from the eidim b'chol lashon v'lo mipiyah miturgim. A very compelling argument that the Ramach makes, but with a very innovative idea within it, dehainu that there's actually a Sanhedrin within, or based in within the Sanhedrin. Any event, as I said before, the Yad Ramah and the Meiri emphatically, you know, side with the Rambam over Rashi on this, and they say, you know, we don't understand. It seems like, you know, the Gemara is relating not to the question of how many languages they can speak, but, you know, how competent they are as Dayanim. So what about the question of the Ramach? How are we going to address that issue? Did the Ramach say, well, if you only have two people, which is the minimum for the Rambam, that are Yodim, you know, Lahoros, one of them is Yodei Lahoros B'chol HaTerakula, and one's a Shomea, so where's a Shaftu Eda V'Tzilu Ha'Eda? So for that, the Kesef Mishnah, I think, is a very good answer. And the Kesef Mishnah says it's inconceivable, especially based on the Rambam that we're going to see later in Perek Beis, that the Rambam didn't require a very high standard in terms of who these other individuals were. Right? You could have people who were, you know, Yodim Lahashiv, they knew many, 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 many Dinim, they were, you know, reputed Dayanim, but in terms of, you know, what the absolute minimum is for a Sanhedrin, you need at least one person who's Ra'i Lahoros B'chol HaTorah Kula. So I'd like to suggest, right, that not only answers the Ramach's question, but it also preserves something that we were medayik before in the Rambam, in Halacha Gimel, when we talked about the concept of, you know, the Sanhedrin, and we talked about the idea of, you know, the Sanhedria Gedola, where you have the Nasi, who's B'makom Moshe Rabbeinu, and then the Rambam goes out of his way to say that in a Sanhedrin Kitana, you have to have a leader, right? A Gadol B'chachma Shebekulan Rosh Aleihen, V'ashar Yoshim B'Igol K'molchatzi Goren, K'dei She'e Rosh Roes Kulan. So Gadol B'chachma Shebekulan Rosh Aleihen. So now we're saying, even if that person isn't B'makom Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Sanhedrin Gedola, that person still has to have a Chalos, he still has to be, you know, Bar Hachi in the highest level of Roy Lamed Lahoros B'chol HaTorah Kula. That's a requirement for a Sanhedrin, right? The Rambam, when he talked about, you know, having a Bezdin in every city, right? Ir Shein Ba Me'ar Ve'Astrim Amidin Ba Shlosha Dayanim Shein Bezdin Pachos V'Shlosha Kadei Shei Ben Rov U'Miyat Yim Ha'isa Be'en Mechlochas B'din Min Adinim. There you don't have that same standard. You don't need to have somebody who really is a gadol b'chachma shebechulan. So one of the defining attributes of a Sanhedrin, the Shitas HaRambam, is an echad, and again, even though simple girsa of Rav is that you need two on this level, the Rambam had a different girsa on that, the Kesef Mishnah Lechemish, or whatever it is. But the point is that, you know, I think it's meduyak for the Rambam that you need one, because he said before that definitional to a Sanhedrin is the idea, Sanhedrin Ketana, is a gadol b'chachma, ma'ashe'in kein, a bezdin, shal shlosha.